Good morning.
Thank you, James, for that message of faith. And now let's carry that faith into our, as a church family, into our time of prayer. First, we'd like to start by recognizing any first-time visitors or guests that we have this morning.
Anybody first time?
All right. I think it was just the cap. Anybody have any praises or prayer requests you'd like to bring before the congregation this morning? Yeah, back here, Christina.
My name's Christina, and I just, my daughter had my grandbaby, so, and I'm, her name's, oh my goodness, Liliana.
Awesome.
And she was 6 pounds, 15 ounces.
Awesome.
On the 8th, so. As a praise.
Anybody else over here? Eric.
I just want to need prayers. I've been diagnosed with this thing, and it's been scaring me. I know I have a couple people that I know of since I've talked to people here. They diagnosed me AGS, alpha-gal syndrome. It's a rare disease that you can't have been bit by a tick, so I can't eat nothing with meat, red meat, or dairy products. So I just need prayers for that. It's just a little scary for me. Never heard anything about it.
Absolutely. Anybody else over here? Miss Kay.
Continue to pray for our nation. Senators and representatives, or even our governors, just a sad time of not getting along. And, of course, for our military, law enforcement, and first responders. Let's continue to pray in that area.
Yes, ma'am. Back here, Bean.
I'd like to pray for the hostages. May they all come Monday smoothly and peacefully, and that the praise, seeing the Israel people gather, my gosh, I've never seen such a crowd in one spot. It is a, it will be a move of God. I believe that the peace will come about.
You bet. Anybody else over here? About this side. Praises or prayer requests?
My son Jet and I will be traveling to South Carolina Thursday. He is moving there, and I just want us to pray for safe travels and that I'll make it back in one piece.
You bet. Yes. Up here, Walter.
Hello, I've done this like so many times, and it's mostly for my cousin Mordecai, but I was FaceTiming her last night, and she said that, I'm going to try not to cry doing this, I'm sorry, her mother might have cancer, but we don't know yet, but I would love it if you would keep it in your prayers and pray for my cousin.
You bet. Pray for Mordecai and her mother. Yep. Mary.
I spent some time with our Thailand missionary, Angela Morris, this week, and I'd just like to lift her up. She's got a lot of traveling to do, going to ICOM, and she does most of that traveling by herself. So I'd just like to lift her up. And also another missionary that we've known for the through the years going out to New Mexico, Patricia McCarthy. I'd like to lift up her also. So thank you.
Thank you. Any others? All right, if not, we'll have our prayer song. Keith.
Now,
Father, we are grateful for this opportunity that we've had to be here today, to be able to praise your name and lift glory up to you. I thank you for the message that was given to us this morning by James. And we just thank you, Father, for his leadership and his willingness to share the word with us. And we just thank you. We're grateful for a beautiful day that you've given us. And just pray that you can help us to enjoy it and enjoy each other in our company. And Father, we're thankful that Christina is a new grandma. And we just thank you that the birth went well for Liliana. And we just pray, Lord, as she has come into the world and will continue to grow, we just pray that you can be with her, be with her parents, and be with Christina. And just pray that they all can enjoy the new life. And Father, for Eric, we want to just lift him up at this time, finding out that he has a diagnosis that doesn't sound real promising, but we know, Lord, that you're the one that's the healer. You're the one that can take care of those things. And he tells us that he's willing to do that. So we just come to you, Father, on Eric's behalf and pray that you can be with him and encourage him through this process. And, Lord, I pray for the handsome men as they're getting ready to make a long trip. And we just pray that their travel will be easy. And we just pray, Lord, for a safe return. And we thank you that they're here among us. And we're thankful for the participation that they give here. And, Father, we're wanting to pray for Eden's cousin, Mordecai, and her mother, waiting on a diagnosis of possible cancer for the mother. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with them, give them the strength that they need right now, that they might be able to move forward and to trust you and to give you their lives to guide. And Father, we thank you for Angela Morris, and we pray that she's here in the country now and traveling around and speaking at different places. We just pray that you can be with her. Help her, Lord, to be able to represent you as she travels around, as well as the mission and the ministry that she's involved in. And Lord, we want to pray for Patricia out in New Mexico. We just pray, Father, that you can be with her. Continue to help her as she's been a faithful missionary for years, and we pray, Lord, that you can continue to guide and direct her at this time. And Father, we do want to remember our nation, our leadership, and the presidency, and the House, and the Senate. We just pray, Father, that these men could look to you and therefore be able to work together for what's best for the country. We just pray, Lord, that you will move in their lives and guide them in that direction. We pray also for our first responders and the military and our policemen as they're out every day watching over us and taking care of us and providing for our needs. And we just thank you, Father. I pray, Lord, that you'll be with us as we move on into the Sunday school hour, and we just pray that you can guide us and direct us as we do that. And as we wind down here, Father, we do want to pray for the peace efforts over in Israel. We pray, Lord, that you can have your hand on that, and it will come to pass that the fighting can cease and everybody can give praise and glory to you for the way you've dealt with things. Continue to be with them and guide them this week. And we pray, Lord, that everything will go well that's been designed. And we just know that you're there and you can make it happen. And Father, I thank you again that we're able to come to you in prayer and share our hearts and our lives with you. And if some here have had thoughts and feelings that they couldn't express, Lord, I just pray that you'll be with them. You know their wants and their needs, and we just pray that they can share them with you and receive your blessing. Thank you, Father, for your love and your guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.